Good morning and welcome. In the Cora tuning again, as of yesterday. We coming from the merry hamlet of Santa Cruz by the beach. Kappa's on 3, D, A, D, F sharp, B, and E. D, A, D, F sharp, B, E. I'm going to find the rhythm of Concoba and Elan Road, but on the open strings, so.
Free. It's one point of contact. It's just the thumb and the fingers are free.
string. Second finger, third fret, second string, and jumping up, fourth fret, seventh. So, B1, 1, 1. So it's a short 3, so you can jump up, small jump up to the 7. You're going to go.
Fret, 4th string.
first string of the bass. Drop your fourth finger down on the seventh fret. Two, three, one. Don't know why I was shifting to two. Two, one. D, A, D, F sharp, B. E is the tuning. One. Kappa's on three. So the thumb goes with, it's touching gently at the back of the neck and it moves with the hand. So there's no change in position. You're not stretching the hand at all. You're just moving it, forearm and all. And use your seventh fret now. Two, three. Seventh fret, second string. That's the last note. See if you can land on that fourth finger at exactly the same time that you pluck. So imagine the sound is created by the little finger on the seventh fret. Two, three. Thank you. last two. Thank you. up here. Find that fret. Second finger in the octave on the third string, and an open string in the middle. So that's your chord. Nice and gently, because you can easily get tired and your little finger can get sore, but you're using the second and fourth fingers. Alternating the left and I and M fingers, or I and A. Then shift to second position. Fourth position. And that'll be four and two. So you got seventh, fourth. And you have to make that seventh fret short to make the jump. Jump. Three. And you're going to land on your second finger. Two, three, two, three, three, pattern going to the 7th fret that we did earlier in Elan Road. So 1, 1, 2, 3. Four, five, three, four. up. Thank you. you very much for joining me. I'm going to go play with reverb pedals. I've been trying for a number of years now, probably 20, to find a portable reverb pedal that sounds nice on nylon string guitar, and it's been a mostly failed project. So this is the latest that they've made, and I'm going to see whether it works and then send it back. But it's for venues like last night, for example, where I arrived and the sound person had had a baby and didn't arrive. And we had three ushers who were 19 and had never used a sound desk before, and we had to work out how to do it. Luckily, somebody came eventually who was a sound person, and we were able to get reverb, because obviously when you're amplifying something with a microphone close, it's, you know, your ear is not half a foot from the instrument, so there's space for the room. So in order to bring that space back, we have to use reverb. So it was a fun night. It all worked out in the end, a little bit stressful, but all good. So I'll let you know how it goes. Thank you for joining. And the recording will be in the lesson stream, open to everybody while I'm on tour.